Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The intro music can only mean one man. John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, joins us now here on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Good afternoon, Johnny Mac. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Hey, man. It's a beautiful day. I'm good. And I'm in the presence of stars.
The big. Thank you. Thank you very much, Johnny Mac.
Yeah,
you don't need to introduce the other guys.
Hall of Famer right there. There's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you don't need to talk about the other two guys.
I know. Okay.
It's about you.
Just me and the Hall of Famer talk. Leroy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well, Johnny Mac. We always talk about you. I don't know if people tell you or not, but we always talk about particular players who we like. And I like shooters, so your name always comes up. As a matter of fact, as soon as the pandemic was a big deal, we were asking like questions about how guys stay in shape for the NBA. Then we learned that a few guys didn't have shooting hoops accessible. And we were shocked to, allegedly, Giannis did not have a shooting hoop. So I advocated him to go to Coach Baldwin's house and shoot at his hoop. I think he got one. So do you think that's a big deal of guys putting up shots while they've been off this whole time? Or for Giannis's game is a little bit different. So do you think it'll help hurt his game not being able to shoot for that while?
You know, it's a good question. And I think it depends on the individual. But I think it's important to shoot, and especially for Giannis, who has worked on his shooting really hard, and it has improved greatly. And I think repetition is really important for him, Leroy, because conditioning they can do, you know. Mm-hmm. They can go out and run. They can run stairs. They can jump rope. You have to be creative. But I will say this, that in today's world, and it's the same way with the Packers and the Brewers, you know, these guys, we have multiple coaches, multiple trainers, multiple facilities, multiple, you know, nutritionists, multiple everything. And so there's always been something available in any category for players today. And that's the evolution, and that's fortunate for them and for the clubs because they have such a big investment in them. But since they came into the NBA, you know, finding their own way as far as where can I go find a hoop? How am I going to stay in condition? The things that you have to do on your own, I think has really tested a lot of these players. But people like Giannis, and I'm pretty sure most of our Bucks team, they're pretty dedicated, and I hope they've been doing that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Steve. Leroy, you got another one?
Nope.
First time in a long time, Leroy. Don't back it up with another question. Hey, Johnny Mac, what's your thoughts on this thing trying to kick off down there in Disney World with all the teams?
Oh, well, As a player or even an announcer, I don't like it from a standpoint of course, we would rather play in front of fans. And in a year that the Milwaukee Bucks would probably have the home court the entire playoff, it's a tremendous blow and it's very difficult. Now, on the other hand, because of the way they're doing it, Gary, you're going to get to play and you're going to get to pursue a championship. So as a player, I would embrace it. They're getting paid. They're getting a chance to do what they want to do. And I would embrace it under the circumstances. But you guys know, you want to play on your home field, on your home court, and in front of your fans. And you generate and you derive energy from that, from the fans. So this is a chance for players to show how you got to reach back, man, and you got to reach to what got you here. And you guys know this. To really accomplish, it's got to come from within. So you got to reach back and grab from within.
But the thing to me about all of this is, they're talking about playing games from like 9 in the morning to 10, 11 o'clock at night each and every day as they try to get through 8 regular season games. Prior to that, they'll have 1 or 2 exhibition games to get themselves ready to go down there. Everybody essentially staying at the same resort or area down there, limited to golf courses, in that resort or outdoor restaurants. It just seems to me like it's going to be a whole different way of life that everybody's going to have to get accustomed to. But then on top of that, now the report's coming out today that possibly 2/3 of the top 40 players didn't want this deal to begin with. They never got to vote on it. The executive committee voted for the players and never took an actual vote. And apparently there's a bunch of guys that are saying they're just not going to come if they get forced into playing this way. That's going to be a complete fiasco if these NBA teams go play this season and, you know, a bunch of the really good players don't show up.
Well, you know, Spark, I had not heard that until you just told me that portion of it. I would hate it as a player, but I would also look at it from the standpoint of, hey, I'm going to get to pursue it. It's either that or nothing, because how else can they do it? I think the NBA has done a great job of putting it together. Would I like it? No. But, you know, I would say to these players that don't want to show up, well, are you also willing to not take your paycheck? I see, you know, baseball players want to be paid. I understand that. I did too, even though it was, as you guys on the call that played, no, we played for meager amounts, and it was probably more important that we got what we got because we didn't have as much as these guys do today. But if you're going to have that attitude, you also have to have the attitude, I'm going to give up my income. And you know, in today's world, no matter what they do in terms of the NBA, baseball, or football, it's not going to be received well by everybody. It just isn't. So I find it easy to criticize and push things in and out because that's the way we are today. I think it's an intolerable, impossible situation that I think the NBA is trying to do the best they can. That's my take.
Johnny Mike, how much transition do you think, in your professional opinion, will we see with the new ownership group transitioning to a different owner? I mean, the thought process, you know, he's going to be have to make a historical decision when he's going to assume offer Giannis the max in October. Do you think it'll be kind of the same? We probably won't notice it because he's more of a fan than the other young man, more of his business side. Do you think we'll see any differences with the new ownership?
You mean as the two of the four top guys transition?
Yeah.
One off the board of governors, one on the board of governors.
Exactly. Yes.
Is that what you're saying, Leroy? And how?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow, I've never been asked that question, and it's a good one. I don't know. I think they both, all four of the top guys, you know, I think they've done a great job. I really do, and not just for the Bucks, but for the community. And
absolutely,
you guys have seen that too. I do think there'll be different pressure points, different style. I don't know either one of them well enough to determine what that would be. I would assume that all of them are on board with, we're going to go lock Giannis up. We want
right.
it. Right? I mean, yeah. And I'm hoping that, you know, the way that it's structured, again, you guys know this. Sparky, I know you're on top of this. The way it's structured, the Bucks can pay him more than anyone else. And so now it's a matter of, like many other people in all the sports, they've chased other parts of their dreams, whether it's a ring like LeBron did or other reasons that they move from place to place. Hopefully it will ring true with Giannis and he will end up staying because of all the things he said and believes in. I hope fame and money won't change him. And I would believe that from an ownership standpoint, they're going to pull all the stops out to remain on that course. After that, Leroy, I have no clue.
Yeah, the reason why I say that, because they were so supportive of the protests. They really were. Peter Fagan was out there, and we saw all the players in unison. George Hill, you know, he spoke passionately about in Indiana, him having to go through the same thing. And it just seemed like to me they're full on board with supporting, you know, their players. And one thing that Giannis did say that made me think that he is going to stay is when he said he didn't want his son to grow up, you know, paraphrasing, of course, this kind of hatred that's going on. He don't want hate in his son's heart. So that let me, anytime a guy invokes his kid, that make me think that Milwaukee is his home. And let's put to bed these rumors that he's leaving the Golden State or some of these other pieces, because people still think that he's leaving.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I think people think that because we've seen so much of it in the NBA. You know, where's Brady now in the NFL and on
yeah,
and on?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, and people, you know, everyone evolves and everyone changes. Some, you know, go one direction and some the other, and how much Giannis will have been changed when he makes that final decision from the person that when he came here remains to be seen. I know that he's always demonstrated a pure heart and a guy that you've been able to believe and that seems to follow through with what he says. And I hope that's true because I think the world of him, and not just as a player, but what he's been as a person and how he's dealt with everything he's had to deal with here in America. When he came, you know, he didn't even have a winter coat. I mean, it was what he's done is remarkable. So all we can all do now is what people will do, speculate and hope.
You know, Johnny Mac, if you look at Giannis right now, you talk about really from where he came from to what he is right now today, and then we saw him last week, March here in Milwaukee. I mean, you just see a young man just really has matured and grown with the family here. You talk about his basketball game. That's most certainly has gotten better since he's first gotten here. Would you ever thought that you see Giannis in part of a movement like we are right now today in the city of Milwaukee?
You know, those are all great points. And you know, he has really become a leader in every category of his team. Trying to in the community, all of the above. And again, I think for those of us that have been blessed to watch, and I've used this term a lot, to watch this Chia pet grow right in front of us, one, I said that on the air as an athlete, but to watch him grow so rapidly in such a short period of time when he came here, with the background he had, with no knowledge, no experience, not only as a player, but as just a citizen and a human being, and to see what he's become this rapidly, I'm not sure we've ever seen that on the sports scene at this magnitude. And I just tip my hat to him, and it tells you how bright he is, how astute he is, and how caring he is, quite frankly.
Talking with John McLaughlin here on the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh on the Fan.
John and Mike, is it possible, now this is a real cerebral question, is it possible to live in one area where you grew up your whole life, and say you were a Knicks fan, whatever reason, and then you move to like L.A. and you're a Laker fan. But at the end, say your parents are like military, you're moving all over. Is it possible to have multiple teams that you pull for? Or do you think, hey, the first team, that's the only team you can pull for? Nope, you got to just stay with that team. Because my nephew, at his job, he is a full, I mean, of course, he's a Packer fan. And he's a Bucks fan. Okay, but before I came up here, he was a huge Knicks fan. The Knicks are terrible. So his friends would say, no, you got to be a Knicks fan. You can't be a Bucks fan. Is it possible to be multiple fans, or you just need to stay? I mean, how do you see that?
So are Sparky and Gary giving you these questions?
No, he's doing this all. He's doing this all on his own. Huh? He gets full credit.
Yeah, he's kind of all over the place.
Full credit.
Yeah, he's all over the place, Johnny Mac. Just
go with
him.
My nephew needs help.
Yeah,
man.
Just go with him. There's no rhyme or reason to these questions he's asking. Just go with it.
Gary, he's one of those bright football players, huh?
Well,
hey, I need
mean,
to know this
you
stuff.
You know, he's, you know,
now I'll get you two started. You know, I think it's a good question. I think that question really did apply back in the day. When the world was smaller, I think a Knicks fan was a Knicks fan for life. And,
yes.
And especially some of the older teams like that, you know. But I think as you come into the new era, you'll see people change more because of technology, because I get, every day, I get letters, people sending me my cards, anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4, almost every day, certainly weekly, and you guys probably do too, and I see how people have evolved and changed in regards to their loyalties. I still think that, like, Celtics fans and Knicks fans and some of the older teams are for life, almost. It's like Packer fans, although they're in bigger markets than you know, Packer fans are Green Bay and Milwaukee and Wisconsin. But that loyalty gets tested. We've seen that with the Knicks franchise. In the past, we saw it a little bit with the Packers franchise, if you go back, through some rough eras. I think that people are more willing to move on and make new alliances and followings, but I still think there's that group, Leroy, of people that no matter what, they're going to be a Celtics fan. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
But I don't think that will apply as much to teams that don't have as much of the history of a Packers or Celtics or a Knicks. Did I answer that?
That was perfect.
That'd be my opinion. I don't know if you guys agree with that.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's just, I think there's less loyalty today. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking like right down in the dirt loyalty in every area. There's just less of it today. For whatever reasons, perhaps it's the ability to communicate worldwide so quickly. Perhaps that's changed it. But that would be my take on it.
Johnny Mac, what's your take on everything going on in the country right now, involving obviously the George Floyd killing in Minneapolis, all the protests that have occurred? We've seen Jabari Parker come back to Milwaukee and walk in the protests first, and then a week later, Bucks players got involved. They were involved in the protests for a couple of weekends too, including Giannis being front and center for those protests for Bucks players. Billy Turner, Packers offensive lineman, has been in a couple of them around the state of Wisconsin. He was on with Bill Michaels earlier today here on The Fan. What's your take?
Well, I have found that, you know, no matter what your take is, you got to be careful in what you come out publicly with. And I would just say this, Sparky. I just hope that it makes us a better country, a better people, more concerned about each other. It in every nationality, I played in the league with a lot of very good friends of mine that are black were black athletes. I'm very close with them. I care about them greatly. And I just hope that everybody can kind of meet in the middle someday, which it seems like in every aspect, politically and all, you know, as you all know, we're more polarized. And polarization isn't necessarily good when it comes to solving problems. So I guess, Spark, that would be what I would say. I hope it's all for good and we end up in a great place as a country.
You know, and also, though, Johnny Mac, but you played when you played in an era where it wasn't. I mean, we still had some sort of protests going on. We were talking to Dave Robinson last week, for our Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, and he told a story once. You know, they went to play, I think, the Saints, the New Orleans Saints down in New Orleans, and they would not let the black players stay with the white players. And then Vince Lombardi says, you know what, that's not going to happen. We are a team. We all need to stay together. And yep. So he stopped going to New Orleans to play them because he wouldn't let all his team, his teammates, his team stay together. And I think when you see a team, whether it be basketball, football, baseball, I think if we could all come together like doing something like that, because I think within a team, we know we all need to work together no matter what the race is.
Man, I agree 100%. I know back, you know, where I grew up and through that era, the racism was almost below the radar, you know. I grew up in a small town in Indiana, and we had a fairly large black population, and I was always on teams with white and black players, and we got along great, and we did really well. But to know what, you know, guys came through, like you just described, and to hear the stories of a coach saying, "Nope, if he doesn't stay here, none of us stay here." That's the right thing to do, and that I hope is less prevalent today, but than obviously years past. However, it's still an issue.
You know, Johnny Mac, when we talk about Giannis being out front and center in this thing, with the Supermax on the line coming up, his stardom really taking off, and you look at a guy like Michael Jordan who wouldn't touch this with a 10-foot pole if he was playing back in the day in his prime, and now you're seeing younger guys like Giannis not afraid to step out. Jaylen Brown for the Boston Celtics, Malcolm Brogdon, the former Buck, he's out in the middle of this. How do you view a guy like Giannis by standing up for this police brutality and Black Lives Matters and putting himself out there?
You know, it's interesting, isn't it, guys? We've all come from different eras on this phone call, and the people listening,
yes.
and mm-hmm. to see what, you know, the people like Giannis are willing to do today that, you know, in the past it was more difficult. But, you know, you saw Bill Russell, you do it. You saw Oscar do it in different ways. You know, Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali. You know, it does go back, and there was a lot of this where the black athlete did stand up in a different time, in a different way, in a different, coverage, if you will, in terms of media. But it was there then, and I'm sure that a guy like Giannis, he's smart. I think he's done research, and he knows history, and he knows things. And I think that's why, you know, he's engaged the way he is, and he knows he's influencing people. And I think it's impressive on his behalf.
Johnny Mac, John McLaughlin, Bucks legend here on the Wendy's Big Show. So what have you been doing to keep yourself relatively busy here lately, Johnny Mac?
Well, thanks. You know, it's interesting, guys. I still do some things for the Bucks when they ask, but there hasn't been much of that, as you know. And the Mac Fund, I spend a lot of time on in the summer. We have about 80 events a year, and many of them are in the summer. And we've certainly been impacted greatly, which means it's less money for childhood cancer research. So usually in the summer, I'm at things all the time, events, whether it's golf outings or the Trek bike ride and basketball events and softball and on and on and on. And so some of them we've lost. Some of them have been postponed to the fall, although I don't see anything changing in the fall. And some have tried to change their look for right now, like Trek, which is our biggest one-day event, raises between $850,000 and $1 million. We're going to do it virtually, and we're going to try to do it differently, and Trek has taken hold of this behind John Burke, and they're really after it and want to make it as good as we can. So those are things that I've been able to do. I've been on some Zoom calls. I was on one today. But my wife and I, at our ages, we've been staying in a lot, and but realizing also this is longer than a few months, that we still have to go out, but be smart about it. Guys, distancing, I think, is really important. But I've been able to stay just busy enough. Summer coming on has certainly helped. And being able to work out once in a while helps. I can do that in my home. So I appreciate the ask, though, Spartan.
Absolutely. Well, hey, man, take care of yourself, you and your wife, and we'll talk to you once the season gets going again.
Hey, guys, anytime, you know that. Appreciate all of you.
Absolutely. Take care. There he is, John McLaughlin, Bucks legend, here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. As your passion on growing your home, Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.